ज्ञानंजन श्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना पराधलक्ष्यै चेप्ताश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणान्तिके। परीक्षित महाराज वॉज एम्परर ऑफ होल इंडिया, दैट इज एट टाइम ऑफ होल वर्ल्ड। ही वॉज सो पावरफुल, सो इंटेलिजेंट, एंड ही वॉज ब्रॉट अप बाई कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ, सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ अ गॉड हेड। He was son of Arjun. His grandfather was Arjun. So, you know that he was brought up also by Draupadi and Subhadra also. So how he may be, what kind of Vaishnava? We think that he was not less than Sukadeva Goswami. In some way he was more superior than Sukadeva Goswami. Because Parikshit Maharaj, sometimes playing in the lap of Krishna, but Sukadeva Goswami has never be fortunate like him. No? Krishna has saved Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of his mother. Always loving so much, practically love and affection. But Sukadeva Goswami not like that. So don't think that Parikshit Maharaj was in Maya and he was in some doubt, but he was associate of Krishna himself. He was playing a role of bhakta, and that is why Srimad Bhagavat came. Krishna was also playing a trick to produce Srimad Bhagavatam, to manifest Srimad Bhagavatam. So, he's teaching us that those who have taken birth, they will have to die. And so many problems in life will come. If you are plant, creeper, trees, animal cut you at once. If you are animals like cows and pig and hogs, she goat or anything like hen, they will cut and eat you. Even in human shape, from beginning to end, from birth to death, there are so many problems. At last, those who are young, those who are baby, they must be old, must be attacked by so much illness and so much problems, and at last he will have to die. It is true. So Paraktipara, you say, is teaching us that even he was emperor, so powerful, young, so strong, but he made mistake, and that by mistake he offended some rishis and maharshi who were in trance of Krishna. So the son of that sage gave him cause that after 7 days you must die by biting of a snake. Certainly, anyone cannot save you. You should do whatever you want to do. At that time, he left his kingdom, wife, sons and everything, and came on the bank of Ganges and remembering Krishna. In the same time, Sukadeva Goswami came. And lakhs of rishis, maharshis, bhakta, grihastha bhakta, all assembled there. And he asked those who are dying just now, what is their duties, what they should do. Where is? You always sit behind and so forth. You should come here, nearer, always. Otherwise I will punish you next day if you are not coming yourself. So, what?
What is the duty of one on the verge of death?
Just now, dying, in a moment, what they should do. And those who will die tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 1 year, after 100 years, what they should do. This was the two root questions. We don't know that when we will die. Parikshit Maharaj was a fixed date that after 7 days he will die. But for us, there is no fixed date. When we will die, heart will fail, and we will die. We don't know. We see in India, Prime Minister, two Prime Minister, they were going to inaugurate something, a very big assembly of lakhs and lakhs persons, and in that time he was shooted at once and died. Kennedy, Napoleon, so big ones, in a moment. So what should we do? And those who must die tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after year, after 100 years, after 500 years, after 1,000 years, after lakhs and lakhs years, like Brahma, he must also go. Indra and all demigods will die. For them, what they should do? And Parikshit Maharaj was answering those who are dying at once, they should chant Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If they cannot chant, what to do? then he should hear any from any other mouth, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If not Hare Krishna, then only Krishna. Not Krishna, even Ram, Radhe, Radhe, like this. And they will go, they will attend more good stage than Ajamil, if they are chanting Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. Ajamil told for his son and he went to Vaikunth, and they are chanting for Krishna himself, Radhe himself. They must go above that thing, must. And if they are making a stool and passing urine, no sense even give a tulsi, Ganges water, or you should tell in his ear, what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did at the time of Haridas Thakur. He sat down there and all were singing around Haridas Thakur, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was looking on the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna Kribash left his body. So anyone should do like that. But those who have time, they should hear Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, so much powerful. And by this, hearing Harikatha from the mouth of any qualified Vaishnava like Sukadeva Goswami, Nivartatarsai Rupagiyamanat Bhausadhat Sotri Mano Bhiramat Kauttam Slok Gunanubadat Virajet Pinapasaknat. Anyone who is out of Maya, he don't require worldly
requirements.
He is out of sense gratifications. He don't want any worldly thing. Always absorbed in Krishna prem. A Harikatha pastimes from the mouth of that person is achuk aushadhi. Is
the only remedy.
Medicine, very powerful medicine for dying person. And if anyone not hearing, then he is himself killer, atmahanta. He is killing his own soul. In human life, in this body, if you are not realizing Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, then your life is useless, like animals. And if you are hearing the pastimes of Krishna and knowing that I am eternal servant of Krishna, Krishna is my, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. My duty is to serve him. If you have know this realization, then we will be counted in animals like donkeys. So he began to explain the pastimes of Krishna. When he heard about Yashoda and Nanda Baba, that Nanda Baba and Yashoda are thinking that Krishna is my son, loving son, sometimes chastising Krishna, sometimes taking the ass of Krishna like twisting, sometimes binding his hands, oh, you are going to stole makhan and misri to here and there, you are doing so much
mischief.
Naughty things.
Mischief.
Not mischief, but naughty things. Krishna never does mischief. He plays naughty things. Sometimes he will play with the hood of snake. Very dangerous. Big, big bulls, he will stand up on the
back.
On the heads of very big bulls, keeping his, catching hold of their horns and dance. You know how naughty that he danced on the hood of Kaliya? Very naughty. So Yashoda is always fearful. Sometimes he used to play with weapons like sword, keeping them. Sometimes his mouth, in the mouth of dogs, very dangerous dogs like this. So he was so naughty. And Yashoda used to love him so much that he is my son. With mamata. Mamata?
Possessiveness.
Majestiveness.
No.
Possessiveness. And Krishna, if Yashoda is twisting his ears or chest eyes, he begins to weep and, oh, mother, 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 and keeping her this and breast and ear to take milk. Though Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, so here he is very wondered, Sukadeva Goswami. Nanda kim akarot brahman sreya eva mahodayam yashodacha mahabhaga papau jasyastanam hari. Krishna being so much powerful and having so much affluence, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, being mool root of Nrisimha Ram, Kalki and all ten or so many manifestations. But Yashoda and Nanda Baba always thinking him that he is my dear son. He has no intelligence. No intelligence, nothing. He cannot turn his side like this and doing kya kya, weeping. And Yashoda quickly going and giving her breast and supporting and nourishing. So hearing this, Maharaj Parikshit told, oh, very wonderful pastimes of Krishna. I want to hear more. So he is telling that what Nand Baba has done in his previous life, that Krishna became his son, and Yashoda what has done in previous pastimes, that by their throat she has become the mother of Krishna. Krishna cannot be without her mother, always with her. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling some pastimes. Nanda Baba and Yashoda, by austerities or anything, by doing any good thing, they have not become father and mother. They are eternal father and mother of Krishna. Though Krishna is Supreme Personality and he has so much affluence, but yet Yashoda and Nanda are mother and father of Krishna eternally. You should do some. Divya janma karamcha me divyam jo veti tatvata tatta deham punar janma naiti mameti so Arjuna. Krishna is telling that I have no birth and no karma like these Baddha Jivas, conditioned soul. My birth is there, and there are so many actions also, but they are Dibya, Alaukik and Aprakrita. Anyone can know by the help of Yog Maya, by the mercy of Yog Maya, anyone can realize this thing. Krishna never has birth, but he is always eternal son of Nanda and Yashoda. Both are true at a time. So Krishna also, he does not take birth, becomes a baby, and then becomes child, and then becomes Kishore, and then becomes young, and then becomes mature, that is Prouda, about 50, and then becomes old, never. But by the help of Yog Maya, it is seen in Krishna so many things, that once he was like a child, he took birth, after that he became more aged, after that he came to Pauganda. Pauganda means?
Boyhood.
Boyhood. And after that he became?
Teenage.
And after that young age, and after that he became? Grown up. And then he became like so. Never. There are not so many
stages
of Krishna like us. But we can see in love and affection, by the mercy of Yog Maya, so many things in Krishna. His root is Kishore. Very beautiful, very beautiful. His standard is having float, very beautiful, singing in float, smiling with gopis. That is Nandanandan or Yashodanandan. But we can see him also in Dwarka, like friend of Arjun, fighting in battle of Mahabharata. Sometimes we can see him as a Narayan sitting in Vaikuntha, subbed by so many opulences. Sometimes you can see him, Krishna, like Baladev. Sometimes you can see him like Mahasankarsan. Sometimes like sleeping in ocean, Khir ocean, like Karnab Desai, sometimes Khiro Desai, sometimes like Sesh. You can see. But the root Krishna is, Supreme Personality of Krishna is Yashodanandan, Aradha Kanta Radhanath, this. Now, once Krishna was about 2.5 years age. Now he quite naked with Baladev playing, they can move from one house to another, crossing the door, here and there playing, on the bank of Yamuna, Brahmand Ghat, Raman Riti and other places. And gopis are coming and they are giving ulahana. They are giving what?
Complaining
to Mother Yashoda. Sakhi, your Krishna has become so naughty. Sometimes with so many boys, in very morning, some darkness enters in our home and search here and there. What is, what searching? makhan, makhan. Makhan means?
Butter.
Butter. Sweet butter. And sometimes taking something and giving to his friends and to monkeys and crows. Sometimes we catch and ask why you are doing so? Why you are stalling? Why not coming and asking? We will give enough abundant of
butter,
butter or anything you like. But he tells that I have plenty of all these things in my mother's house. Why should I take? But he is accustomed to store.
Stealing.
Stealing. Only. Never takes. One day I caught him red-handed. What you are doing? Wicked boy. Krishna told us, why you have caught me? The naked boy told, smiling, that mother, I thought that this is my home. But I am thinking now that you are not mine, and that is why you are thinking that I am stalling. I thought that this is my house. I was not stalling. And he smiled in such a way that she also began to smile. One day, another sakhi is telling, complaining to Mother Yashoda. Sakhi, one day I was being a guard in my home. I was looking that fan, he comes. And I was standing in the back side of the doors.
Behind the door.
Krishna did not saw me. And he went direct to the pot where makhan was, butter was there. And he kept his hands there. Okay. And began to take. And he take here also. In the meantime, that mother went there, Gopi, and red-handed he took the hands of Krishna. And what are you doing? Nothing, mother, nothing, nothing. Nothing? Why you have kept your hands here? Oh, my mother has given a very golden ornament. And it is so
hot
that I wanted to
make it cool.
So I... Then mother told that mother, but why here butter is there? Oh, mother, you don't know? Oh, some monkey was here. And then I kept my hand in this. Then some butter was there. And that monkey came and gave it in my mouth also. So your boy is so naughty. Yashoda told, began to smile. All sakhi were very much testing.
Relishing.
All these things, but they knew that Yashoda is not testing all these things. He never stole anything in Yashoda house. So we should also tell and divide our happiness to Yashoda also. But in a mood of
complaining.
One sakhi one day came and also he is saying, oh, I am so much, I am so tang aa gayi hun. I am disturbed with your wicked boy. Naughty boy. One day he entered in my room where butter was kept. I caught him red-handed and told, what are you doing? He told, smiling, nothing, mother, nothing, nothing. So you are keeping your hand in this and taking? No, mother, I was searching my cough, my friend cough, little cough. And I was hearing and saw that it had jumped in your pot. Oh, it had jumped in. Where is that? Oh, mother, I'm... And he gave him the pot and brought a marble cough. Oh, he jumped from my hand and I was searching where he was. I was not stealing your makhan or anything. She began to laugh. And Krishna fled away, ran away from there. One day, another mother Sakhi is telling to Yashoda, complaining, "Oh, I am so much worried for you. This child, Krishna baby, oh, she is so naughty. Went in search of makhan in my room, here and there, and he saw that I have kept it very hidden way. And he was searching and not having any trace of makhanan. Then he saw that my boy is sleeping there and he made
pinching
him. And my boy began to cry. Then I saw that Krishna is running. One day, one Sakhi is also telling, "Oh, your boy is so naughty. Today he entered in my room and I was watching and catch him, his hand. I told that naughty boy, I am taking you to your mother Yashoda. He does not believe. She does not believe in our these things. She seems that baseless, all these things they are telling. But I will take you to, and I will prove that your this naughty boy has entered in my house and he was just stealing makhan, butter." So she was taking to Krishna. She took forcibly Krishna in his lap and covered with his veil like this and forcibly that he should not run away. And when he went to Yashoda and telling that, "Oh, I have red-handed caught your boy and he is here," Yashoda was just smiling and telling, "Where is he? He is sleeping just now, I have seen, and from where my son will come and he will go to your." Then he closed the veil.
Opened the bell
and saw that his own son was there, not Krishna. In the meantime, Krishna weeping and coming from his bed, like doing, "Mother, mother, they always complain you like this. I was sleeping here, I was not there, but they are complaining. I must go now and I will still."
Sure.
Saying this, all these things, you should do very quickly, not so much long. Otherwise, interest will go. I think all are understanding or not. Who are not understanding my English?
Qui ne comprend pas l'anglais de mariage?
A naked baby. Yashoda is telling, "My son, bring that wooden sitting anything like chowki, little piece of wood on which Nand Baba used to sit at the time of taking prasadam." What? Not understanding?
Wooden asan.
Wooden asan. Yeah. Yeah, like this. Krishna used to go and to take it, but he could not
lift it.
He was doing? Oh, you know? Oh, very. He can. he could not lift it. He can lift very easily Govardhan and whole world. Whole world, being bara, whole world. On his only teeth, like lotus flower, are like mustard seed, nothing for him. But he could not lift it. All gopis are laughing and clapping. Oh, you are so weak. Sometimes Yashoda Maiya told, "My dear son, bring the sandal wooden sandal of your father, and happily running naked." And he went and kept, he lifted it and kept it on his head, sometimes here, and bringing very in a lovely way. So all gopis are so happy. Sometimes gopi became two parties. One party became towards Baldev, and one party becomes in the party of Krishna. And first party told that, "My Baldev Prabhu is more stronger than your Krishna. He is black, our Baldev is so fair, and he is so strong, more stronger than this black Krishna." And other gopis were telling that, "Oh, Nilmani Krishna, Nilmani, you know, glittering more than Nil
Sapphire.
Very beautiful Krishna, very more stronger than Baldev." And one was clapping the back of Baldev, and another party was clapping Baldev Prabhu. And we will see that you should wrestle, and we will see that who is stronger than Krishna and Baldev. Doing like so, like wrestlers, like this, doing. And they began to wrestle. All were clapping. Sometimes Baldev was trying to keep the back of Krishna on ground. And then it was about to read, then Baldev party was clapping. In the meantime, at once they saw that Krishna has defeated Baldev and all. And in the meantime, Baldev Prabhu defeated again Krishna. So like all were
clapping
and enjoying their boyhood. Quickly. Sukadev Goswami, being so renounced, so much jnani, and telling all these pastimes of Krishna to Parikshit Maharaj, who is dying. Just after 3 days he will give up his body. Why he is telling? You know that when a disciple is initiated Harinam or Diksha Mantra, he tries to control his mind in chanting. But what he tries so much that I should control my mind, fix my mind, and I should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Gurave Nama, Kling Krishnaya. But he cannot do. At that time, so many worldly things, bad things, nonsense things coming in our empty mind, like when a pot of water is taken from sea, and from all way water comes running and fills. Understand what I am telling? What? So much bad or good things would come here. So when we are sitting, that by the past impressions, all these bad things commit very
quickly.
And if you stop it, then you will sleep. Either sleeping or coming there. You cannot control your mind. But if anyone, hearing all these sweet pastimes of Krishna, very powerful, you cannot imagine how powerful they are. If you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and in mind, in heart you are saying that, oh naughty Krishna, is doing all these things. One by one, like a chain, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Be seated in a place. You will see that all bad things will go away. They will not come. And powerful Krishna will go and seat in the heart of devotees, and he will clarify all the doubts, all the bad things, nonsense things. They will not come. These are dirty things. So these are very powerful. So you can test it when chanting, remembering Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, and think all these pastimes, very testful, but very powerful. And thus, a very big problem is resolved by doing so. So this is method of chanting, remembering. So you should try to do. Don't think anything. If you are not in a position, then again think it, all these leelas. So more you should tell. These sweet pastimes, a big problem will be solved. That is why in beginning Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj that always remember all these sweet pastimes and death will not come to you. Easily that will be galloped. Very easy process to control mind and to chant and remember. Don't sleep. Sit very energetic way like this. Don't sit. Don't sleep. I am seeing that some are sleeping. I will point out, and I will point out them and tell that they stand up. Then all will see you and laugh. So don't be like that. Very energetic way you should see.
Ça, c'est un processus très aisé pour contrôler le mental.
Like this.
Assez-vous correctement, bien droit. Ouais. Ne vous endormez pas, parce que sinon je vais vous dire, levez-vous, si on va vous voir, vous serez bien embarrassé.
You are seeing that I'm sitting like this. So you should not be like old persons.
Vous voyez que je suis mal pour ça.
Yashoda, hearing all these complaints, thought that anything is there, why all gopis are complaining about my boy, that he is naughty? Oh, now I have understood. My boy is going to steal butter and everything here and there. I think that the butter in which is prepared in my home is not so tasteful or sweet because my maid servant do it. I should personally milk the cows, a very beautiful cows like Padmagandha and others, and I should myself keep on warm, on hot
fire
and make it curd, and then churn it, and then make butter and give to Krishna. It will be very sweet, and then he will be stopped to go to steal anything anywhere. So in India there is a very sacred day, Deepavali. In Deepavali they used to offer lamps, all like decorated lamps here and there. So at that day, in India, there is a very big function. All they observe. Yashoda Ma told to his all maid servants and all these sakhis that you should go to your home. And they went. Even Rohini Devi was sent to the house of his
Upananda,
the elder brother of
Nanda
Baba. Yashoda was alone. She milked him herself and put it on fire and curd of the last day was there and she was sitting and churning that curd in a very big pot. There was a pillar, a roof was
surrounded.
Tied around.
And she has in her hands two ends. And she was churning like this. Ghar, like this. And sweat was coming like
pulse.
Sweating comings. And she was so beautiful, having very fine clothes. Her beauty was peeping through
fine clothes,
rashmi, silk and sari. And sari, this bell has come down here. It was about 4 Brahma Muhurt in night. None was there. Nothing to shame, and she was observing, closing her eyes. Tears were coming, and singing in a very sweet way. What? Govinda Damo Dharmadhare Ki, Govinda Damo Dharmadhare Ki, Govinda Damo Dharmadhare Ki, Govinda Damo Dharmadhare Ki. Remembering all these past times which she has heard from all the gopis, and sometimes herself, how naughty, how very sweet activities he is doing, and remembering all, and she was observing, singing. This churning sound from her was dhik, and taan, like
kartaan,
dhik taan, means fie on them, don't remember Krishna like this. And those who are remembering all these past times always, their life is successful. She was quietly absorbed in this. In the meantime, in the very early morning, Krishna awoke on the palanka,
bed.
On the bed, and shutting his eyes, closing his eyes. And he was searching, where is mother? Mother, here. Then he began to cry, no, not mother here, mother is not here. Where she is? She began to do, like weeping. Even mother is not coming, then he became
louder.
Mother, weeping. But Yashoda was there, absorbed in chanting. And it was for so many
years
far away. Because she knew that if I am nearer and churning, then Krishna will awake. She wanted that he should sleep. So he was churning. Krishna could not find such her mother. He wanted to take milk, quite naked, so weeping more loudly, louder, louder. Tears were coming very little, little, and he was doing like this. So the kajal came from his eyes and mixed with tears, and whole was colored. He was black, and after that this
more black
here and there, and coming here also. Anyhow, he thought that mother is not hearing. So he tried to come down from the bed by the
help of his stomach,
and with a very great lever. Anyhow, he came down from the bed and weeping louder and louder, he began to walk towards her mother, his mother. Sometimes like he will fell down because he was somewhat
slumber is still in his eyes.
Sleepiness was in his eyes sometimes. So he was not in balance to keep his body in balance. So he was going towards her mother, his mother. And when he came very near, but still Yashoda was so much absorbed. Govinda Damodar Madhavi. Krishna came to her mother, nearer, and took his choti.
Braid.
B-R-A-I-D. Braid. And next, his another by hand, right hand, left hand on the head of his mother, and right hand he tied very tightly hold of that
stick.
Yashoda said, "Oh, who is he?" He looked and he saw that my son, dear son, is there. He took his son, he left his that churning. And she took Krishna in his lap and covered with her veil and gave his breath in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna was taking very happily. Oh, so much milk in the order breaths of Yashoda that even Kri Samudra is one drop.
Ocean of milk.
It was so much ocean of milk, so without any
endless.
No limit.
You can imagine that so much milk was there. That Kri Samudra, ocean of milk, is one drop of that. And Krishna's appetite was so vigor, and his stomach was so bigger that whole world, lakhs and lakhs world can be there. So very weak. So there was competition. Milk was never to end, and Krishna's appetite and his stomach was so bigger. So Krishna was taking very happily. And automatically, without any
effort,
automatically milk was coming from the breasts of Yashoda. Krishna was not sucking. Only it was coming automatically. In the meantime, Yashoda saw that there was a milk pot on the fire and he wanted to put Krishna there. Krishna was not satisfied at that time, but she wanted to keep Krishna there and quickly running, going there, and she should save milk from going in fire. Because fire was, milk was
overflowing.
Yashoda wanted to keep Krishna, but he, when she, oh my boy, you should sit here. But Krishna tightened him, her, keeping very tightly by mouth and by with hands like monkeys and with feet also. You see monkeys, boys, that hold tightly to their mothers. And they cannot sleep. So Krishna, with his full force, supreme force, he used there. But Yashoda, oh, and he told, yes, oh, sit here. And easily by one hand he shaken. You know that Putana was so powerful and strong, having 60,000 elephants power, but she could not get rid of Krishna. She could not do like this. Krishna was only very easily he was there, taking his breast and baby, only of
6 days or 4 days.
And she could not get rid of Krishna. And she was dead. She could not do like. But Yashoda, oh, like a very simple, sweet gopi, mother of Krishna, she took by one hand, oh, sit down here. Krishna, all power, affluence was felt there. Krishna is controlled by this kinds of love and affection. Especially when anyone thinks that Krishna is mine, oneness is there. You should try to do it. Gurudev has given you Diksha Mantra that Krishna is yours. You should think that Krishna is mine. And if you are not thinking like that, Krishna will not be controlled. He will not come in our heart. This is the process. Sukadeva Goswami is telling the process. How to make Krishna mine. And it will come from that mantra, what he, Gurudev, is giving. So don't think Mary, it is a playing thing, a thing for playing. This mantra. Very, very
powerful.
Honor and Vishwas, Shraddha,
faith
we should do. Raghunath Das Goswami has told this process. What process? Gurau goshte goshtalaisu sujane bhusurugane swamantre so namni prajajvadanda sarane sadadambham hitva kurumaratim apurvam atitaram ae bhratas Shantar Bhratas Chatubhi Jache Dhridipada. Oh mine, if you want to be happy forever and to serve Krishna, then first you should have so much honor for your Gurudev. You should have a Rati. Rati means love and affection for your Gurudev, Diksha Guru and for Shiksha Guru. For Goshtha, what is Goshtha? Vrindavan is Goshtha. Nandagaon, Varshana, Radhakun, Shyamkun, they are Goshtha. Goshtha Laishu, to where Krishna has played all these pastimes like Radhakun, Shyamkun, and the person, Gopis, Gop, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Radha, friends and all these sakhis. Also, you can take it, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the Goswami, Sarup Damodha, Raya Ramananda, Goshthalesh, all. And then have Rati in name what your Gurudev has given. What name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And mantra, what you Gurudev have initiated in Diksha Mantra. And in conjugal, Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus you should do all your sadhan and bhajans. So here also you will have to do all these things. What Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj through the pastimes of Krishna and Yashoda. In morning about 10:30, I will come in class. Also in evening about 5:30, and try to finish this pastime. Very, very strong pastimes and very sweet. I want to finish. So you request you all that you should come in class at time. What I have told, Rupa Goswami and all others have told, like that chanting, at the time of chanting, you can go to Vrindavan and do parikrama of Govardhan. You can remember all these pastimes of Krishna and chant. So this is the process that mind will be very soon fixed, and all other silly things will not come in your mind. This is the process. If you are not doing so and try to control your mind and fix mind, in lakhs and lakhs birth you cannot do. So these are very simple process that you can control your mind. And thus you can
develop your
Krishna consciousness. Then nishtha may come, and after that ruchi will come, and all problems will be solved. Don't give up all these things. And one also request that husbands and wives, they should not divorce each other. Like animals. Otherwise there will be so problems. And all problems are coming to me and I'm hearing. And that is why Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, was so much worried for this. So you should not make problem for you. Be very honorable and humble to your family persons, your children, your wives, and if they are not favorable, very gently you should have no harikatha or all these things. You can be with them outwardly, but don't quarrel. Don't have any problem from them. Otherwise you will be yourself perplexed. So try to be like this and chant and remember. Don't even think that I will give up all these methods and I will go only to earn money for fans, beautiful wares, beautiful all these things for sense gratification.